Peter Donohoe grew up running track in Ireland. He was a sprinter, a hurdler, and a decathlete, and he was good enough to dream about making the team Ireland sent to the 96 Olympics in Atlanta. But he missed the cut, which is what led him to switch sports.
So the word got out that the International Bobsledding Federation was looking to encourage other non-winter nations, other nations, to get involved in the sport of bobsledding. This is cross-training absolutely in the extreme, and then obviously people will think of Cool Runnings on the Jamaican bobsled team. You know, you're looking
Ireland at, not being known for snow.
Not being known for that at all. But certainly being known to do things that are a little bit crazy.
I met Peter Donohoe on a recent evening at the Boston Center for Adult Education. He was preparing to explain the sport to whomever showed up, and he did not seem even a little bit crazy. He did seem passionate about bobsledding, which explains why, after his exposure to the sport at the two-week training camp in Austria that he attended at the invitation of the Bobsledding Federation, he shifted his focus to the Winter Olympics.
Here I am in my early 30s discovering a whole new sport. So it was very exciting. And then we got the attention of the Irish Olympic Committee, who figured, we're not just out here trying to have a go and see what this thing's like, but maybe we're trying to put a bid together. You know, we've got some of these top athletes out here risking life and limb to try to possibly qualify for the 98 Olympics.
And it worked.
And I'm afraid it did. It absolutely worked.
Without much experience and lacking state-of-the-art equipment, Peter Donohoe's Irish two-man sled stood no chance against the Italians, the Germans, the Swiss, or the Canadians at the 98 Games. He said with a smile that he couldn't remember whether they finished 30th or 35th. They finished 35th. There were 37 sleds in the event, but he came back for more in 2002 and finished 26th.
Not bad. I mean, a year later, I finished 17th in the World Championships in Lake Placid, 2003. And then I did a little bit of coaching in 2004. And if I had it to do all over again, no regrets. Obviously, it would have been nicer if I started in that sport 5 or 10 years earlier. But no regrets. It was wonderful.
It was Donohoe's enthusiasm for the sport that inclined him to offer to explain it, and he arrived at the adult ed class carrying sled runners in a wooden case that looked as if it might serve for a cutlass. He had a helmet as well, festooned with a shamrock, and the uniform and shoes that he'd worn as an Olympian. The turnout was small, two students, actually, but Pete Donohoe's enthusiasm was undimmed as he launched into an explanation of how the driver of a bobsled has to make the instantaneous transition from physical exertion to utter concentration.
So the sport of bobsledding and what I enjoyed about driving was I had to go from a grunter to zen. So I'd do the rehearsal, I'd do the preparation in my brain, I'd be visualizing with my hands. And then 5 minutes before the race, I had to go, all right, let's get our grunt on.
For the driver, getting the grunt on is followed by trying to achieve oneness with the icy chute down which even a losing sled travels at more than 80 miles an hour.
You would sprint as hard as you possibly can. You give it everything you possibly can. You're grinding up the ice. You load. You hit your handle. The adrenaline's pumping. And before I even grabbed the steering, I had a coach say to me, before you grab those steering, he said, take a breath. Now grab them. And now you're into turn one.
The lucky few in attendance that evening left the class with a clearer understanding of the bobsledder's challenge. When the class was over, Peter Donohoe told me that certainly he was looking forward to watching the competition in Sochi, though Ireland has not sent a bobsled team. It made me wonder whether Donohoe's experience had left any sort of legacy for the sport in his homeland.
I wish I did. Have I left a good memory for people to think about? Yes. I am actually actively looking at trying to find some athletes, good competitive track athletes, to possibly do a bobsled school next November. If we don't keep that going, the sport dies.
The bobsledding competition in Sochi, absent the Irish, begins on Sunday. Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout, and we had help this week from Martin Kessler. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word this week is from the Boston Globe's John Powers. Now, going into the Sochi Games, John vowed to find the Super Bowl ring that Vladimir Putin had stolen from New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. So I asked him if he'd found it.
Not yet, but I did find Stalin's beach umbrella. It's red.
They'll let the record show that it's easier to find the umbrella of a World War II-era psychopathic despot than it is the purloined jewelry of an NFL owner. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, whose commission to build a healthier America works to improve health where Americans live, learn, work, and play. Newman's Own Foundation, giving all profits from Newman's Own to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. This is NPR.